KRDL, Kurtle 109. We spoil music for everyone. Shut up, you little brat.
Oh, KRDL, the Kurtle. Elastic Ass with you here in Chino Hills, the last frontier. That's where we're at.
Word, K-O-O-L. You know what it spells, and you know how we do. Live and direct, coming at you from the middle of nowhere. The center of everywhere. You gotta check this band, Queens of the Stone Age. If you're not knowing, I'm here to let you know. I'm giving you my stamp of approval, you know what I'm saying? So pick this up.
And we're gonna spoil the music for you. This is Millionaire, Queens of the Stone Age. A song about something they'll never be.
All death metal, all the time.
coming now.
Ben, you're not
dedicated to the brave young men in our armed forces.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is tramping out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible Swiss sword. His truth is marching on.
Basement of the house half a block down the street from Jerry's bait shop. You know the place. Well, anyway, back then life was going swell and everything was just peachy! Except, of course, for the undeniable fact that every single morning, my mother would make me a big old bowl of sauerkraut for breakfast. Ah! Big bowl of sauerkraut! I said to my mom, I said, hey, mom, what's up with all the sauerkraut? And my dear sweet mother, she just looked at me like a cow looks at an oncoming train. And she leaned right down next to me. And she said, it's good for you! And then she tied me to the wall and stuck a funnel in my mouth and force-fed me nothing but sauerkraut until I was 26 and a half years old. That's when I swore that someday I would get out of that basement and travel to a magical, faraway place where the sun is always shining and the air smells like warm root beer and the towels are oh so fluffy. Where the Shriners and the Lepers play their ukuleles all day long and anyone on the street will gladly shave your back for a nickel. Waka waka doo-doo, yeah! Well, let me tell you, people, it wasn't long at all before my dream came true. Because the very next day, a local radio station had this contest to see who could correctly guess the number of molecules in Leonard Nimoy's butt. I was off by 3, but I still won the grand prize. That's right, a first-class one-way ticket to Albuquerque. A real airplane before, and I gotta tell you, it was really great. Except that I had to sit between two large Albanian women with excruciatingly severe body odor, and the little kid in back of me kept throwing up the whole time. The flight attendants ran out of Dr. Pepper and salted peanuts, and the in-flight movie was Biodome with Pauly Shore, and oh yeah, 3 of the airplane engines burned out, and we went into a tailspin and crashed into a hillside, and the plane exploded in a giant fireball, and everybody died! Except for me. You know why?
Cause I have my tray table up, and my seat back in the full upright position. Have my tray table up, and my seat back in the full upright position. Have my tray table up, and my seat back in the full upright position.
So I crawled from the twisted burning wreckage. I crawled on my hands and knees for 3 full days, dragging along my big leather suitcase and my Garmin bag and my tenor saxophone and my 12-pound bowling ball and my lucky autograph glow-in-the-dark snorkel. But finally I arrived at the world-famous Albuquerque Holiday Inn, where the towels are oh so fluffy and you can eat your soup right out of the ashtrays if you wanna. It's okay, they're clean. Well, I checked into my room and I turned down the AC and I turned on the Spectrovision, and I'm just about to eat that little chocolate mint on my pillow that I love so very, very much, when suddenly there's a knock on the door. Well, now who could that be? I say, who is it? No answer. Who is it? There's no answer. Who is it? They're not saying anything. So finally I go over and I open the door, and just as I suspected, it's some big fat hermaphrodite with a flock of seagulls haircut and only one nostril. Oh man, I hate it when I'm right. So anyway, he bursts into my room and he grabs my lucky snorkel, and I'm like, hey, you can't have that! That snorkel's been just like a snorkel to me! And he's like, tough! And I'm like, give it! And he's like, make me! And I'm like, okay. So I grabbed his leg and he grabbed my esophagus and I bit off his ear and he chewed off my eyebrows and I took out his appendix and he gave me a colonic irrigation. Yes, indeed, you better believe it. And somehow in the middle of it all, the phone got knocked off the hook. And 20 seconds later, I heard a familiar voice. And you know what it said? I'll tell you what it said. It said, if you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. In Albuquerque, Albuquerque. Well, to cut a long story short, he got away with my snorkel. But I made a solemn vow right then and there that I would not rest. I would not sleep for an instant until the one-nostriled man was brought to justice. But first I decided to buy some donuts. So I got in my car and I drove over to the donut shop and I walked on up to the guy behind the counter and he says, yeah, what do you want? I said, you got any glazed donuts? He said, nah, we're out of glazed donuts. I said, well, you got any jelly donuts? He said, nah, we're out of jelly donuts. I said, you got any Bavarian cream-filled donuts? He said, no, we're out of Bavarian cream-filled donuts. I said, you got any cinnamon rolls? He said, no, we're out of cinnamon rolls. I said, you got any apple fritters? He said, no, we're out of apple fritters. I said, you got any bear claws? He said, wait a minute, I'll go check. No, we're out of bear claws! I said, well, in that case, what do you have? He says, all I got right now is this box of 12 starving, crazed weasels. I said, okay, I'll take that. So he hands me the box, and I open up the lid, and the weasels jump out, and they immediately latch onto my face and start biting me all over. Oh, man, they were just going nuts. They were tearing me apart. You know, I think it was just about that time that a little ditty started going through my head. I believe it went a little something like this. Eating weasels all over my face, waving my arms all around and just running like a constipated wiener dog. And as luck would have it, that's exactly when I ran into the girl of my dreams. Her name was Zelda. She was a calligraphy enthusiast with a slight overbite and hair the color of strained peaches. I'll never forget the very first thing she said to me. She said, hey, you got weasels on your face. That's when I knew it was true love. We were inseparable after that. Oh, we ate together, we bathed together, we even shared the same piece of mint-flavored dental floss. The world was our burrito. So we got married and we bought us a house and had 2 beautiful children, Nathaniel and Superfly. Oh, we were so very, very, very happy. Oh, yeah. But then one fateful night, Zelda said to me, she said, sweetie pumpkin, do you want to join the Columbia Record Club? I said, whoa! Hold on now, baby! I'm just not ready for that kind of a commitment! So we broke up and I never saw her again, but that's just the way things go! In Albuquerque! Albuquerque! Things really started looking up for me because about a week later, I finally achieved my lifelong dream. That's right, I got me a part-time job at the Sizzler. I even made Employee of the Month after I put out that grease fire with my face. Oh yeah, everybody was pretty jealous of me after that. I was getting a lot of attitude. Okay, like one time, I was out in the parking lot trying to remove my excess earwax with a golf pencil when I see this guy Marty trying to carry a big old sofa up the stairs all by himself. So I say to him, I say, hey, you want me to help you with that? And Marty, he just rolls his eyes and goes, no, I want you to cut off my arms and legs with a chainsaw. So I did. And then he gets all indignant on me. He's like, hey, man, I was just being sarcastic. Well, that's just great. How was I supposed to know that? I'm not a mind reader for crying out loud. Besides, now he's got a really cute nickname, Torso Boy. So what's he complaining about? Say, that reminds me of another amusing anecdote. This guy comes up to me on the street and he tells me he hasn't had a bite in 3 days. Well, I knew what he meant, but just to be funny, I took a big bite out of his jugular vein. And he's yelling and screaming and bleeding all over. And I'm like, hey, come on, don't you get it? But he just keeps rolling around on the sidewalk, bleeding and screaming. Ah! 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 And I'm completely missing the irony of the whole situation. Man, some people just can't take a joke, you know? Anyway, where was I? I kind of lost my train of thought. I know it's kind of a roundabout way of saying it, but I guess the whole point I'm trying to make here is I hate sauerkraut! That's all I'm really trying to say. And by the way, if one day you happen to wake up and find yourself in an existential quandary, full of loathing and self-doubt and racked with the pain and isolation of your pitiful, meaningless existence, at least you can take a small bit of comfort in knowing that somewhere out there in this crazy old mixed-up universe of ours, there's still a little place called Albuquerque.
Yeah. So you're a tough guy, like it really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. So hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart. But it don't matter, it clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore. I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand. I can take myself dancing, and I can hold my own hand. Yeah, I can love me better than you can. To think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you sold me for parts, you sunk your teeth into me. Oh, blood sucker, dream crusher, bleeding me dry like a gosh darn vampire. Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. Can nobody tell me? Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why. I'm in love with your body. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why. Your old lady who. Cause uptown funk don't give it to ya. Cause uptown funk don't give it to ya. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey! I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Yeah, you're messing with some. Bring a bucket and a mop for this. Give me everything you've got for this. I'm talking whap, whap, whap. That's some. Thank you.
Next.
Thank you.
Next.
Thank you.
Next.
I'm so super grateful for my ex. Thank you.
Next.
Thank you.
Next.
Thank you.
Next.
Super duper grateful for my ex. I say yeah too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. Cause the player's gonna play, and the hater's gonna hate. Baby, I'm just gonna shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake.
I shake it off, shake it off. Heartbreaker's gonna break, and the faker's gonna fake. Baby, I'm just gonna shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake.
I shake it off, shake it off. That's right, I'm
you're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan here on CKW 95.9 FM. We just had like 15 minutes of just straight Weird Al.
Yeah, 1:51 in the morning. That's exactly what you want to
hear. That's what you want to hear when you're in a cab ride home on a Thursday night.
Some polka.
Yeah. We had the Weird Al Polka Mania that just came out. We preceded that with, I think, Al's longest song is Albuquerque.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. From the album Running with Scissors.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, Damon, the Battle Hymn of the Republic from Song of a Gypsy. Link Ray with Growing Guts? I thought it was Growling Guts. Growling Guts from Missing Links Volume 3. Soul Dead Brothers with Up Jump the Devil. Broadcast with Violent Playground. Carlton Melton with High Alert. Queens of the Stone Age with The Sky is Falling. And that's what we started with.
Yeah.
Weird Al. We're talking Weird Al.
Weird Al.
Okay, so which one is Al TV? Was that the one where...
That was on, I think it was like from the 80s and early 90s, where like it was the Like, it was everything. It was just clips he would, I guess, like, it was before our time. But
oh, was that when he did, like, MTV LTV?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. What was the show that he had where they had the cartoon of Harvey the Wonder Hamster?
I think that was the Weird Al show. That one I remember.
Yeah, I used to watch that all
like
the time.
It was like a kid's show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was kind of like underground and...
Yeah, I don't have that. Like, I think that's been reissued, like, on DVD.
It's all probably Shout Factory because they're doing God's work.
Yeah, and I would like that. That's something that I would eventually like to get.
Oh,
because I have the music video collection on DVD, which is good.
I don't even
like,
remember
that one. I got like that. Years and years ago.
I'm on the Weird Al website right now, and I hate how merch is just because I get. Yeah, he doesn't own his own music. It's well, he does now that he's off the label.
Yeah.
But I wish that they had the stuff here. I have to go to Shout Factory. But yeah, no, I would love to get all that early Weird Al stuff. I actually just saw a Blu-ray today of a CD that I recently picked up, and it was just songs from drive-ins and movie jingles, like that they played between features and stuff.
Yeah.
And there was a group that did 6 VHS tapes of just like those kind of weird movies, and it's just been reissued on Blu-ray, and I want to pick that up. But it's all this. I love that I'm at the age now where I can remember stuff from my childhood with that, you know, nostalgia Vaseline on the camera lens, but that I have the money now that I can actually pick stuff up.
Totally.
Some stuff doesn't hold up. Like I have the, from Shout Factory, also the complete, reboot.
Oh yeah.
And it's super fun to watch. It's just not that, not that great.
Yeah.
I wish I liked it more. It's probably one of those things that if I was under the influence of something, that would probably be great.
Yeah.
But even like Telltale Games did Sam and Max. They brought it back and did like an episodic series.
Yeah.
And I bought the big deluxe edition. So it came with the Sam and Max hardcover comic book. It came with some soundtracks. But it also came with like the kids cartoon from Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
And it's...
Some of it, I feel like some stuff still holds up, though.
But maybe
it's just like, you know, me thinking it does. Like stuff like, you know, the Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain. And like, I remember loving that.
I think it's still great, but I don't.
I want to think it's still great.
I'm still holding out hope.
Yeah.
Man, so Shout Factory has the $75. Super special edition of the 4K UHF. It comes with a prism sticker, a slip cover, a scratch and sniff sheet, a rolled poster, a retro prism sticker, a Smell-O-Vision sticker set, a collectible fridge magnet. That's comes with a remote control stress ball. Or it's a remote control that you can squeeze in. And I think the fridge magnet is two spatulas crossed.
Well, there you go. Spatula City.
Oh, man. Yeah, I wish I could just get this in Canada for cheaper. I haven't seen UHF in a long time, but I remember the movie parody. The one that stuck out the most was Conan the Librarian, where he chops the guy in half. Yeah. Oh, man.
And then Gandhi 2.
Gandhi 2 with the guns.
Yeah, this time it's...
I was going to say this time is biblical, but that's not right.
No, I think it's like this time it's personal or something.
And then there's obviously like Michael Richards is the janitor. You get to drink from the fire hose. Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Emo Phillips cutting off his fingers is the big one.
Yeah.
Fran Drescher is she the love interest? Or does she work at the, is she at the TV station? Or Sherry O'Terry the love interest?
I think she just works at the TV station.
And Sherry O'Terry is in the movie, right?
I think so. And I think she's the love interest.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think, Fran Drescher is just, like, works at the station.
Yeah, okay.
She's, like, the receptionist.
How did that movie fail?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm going to look up that permanent record thing. I'm going to throw on some more music right now. This is The Heliocentrics featuring Guilty Simpson with Before I Die. On the Wonderful and Frightening World of Patrick Michaelishan.
mortal. Before I die, I want to set mine so straight she'll never have to pay another light bill late.
Before I go, there's things I must do. I've done some things.